Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time to talk markets here on our Newsmaker as we visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, I understand we've had a little bit of harvest weather. How are you guys progressing there in Cass County?
Getting along just fine. We've got 3 or 4 days since the last rain. We had some rain over the weekend, and so everything's greening up a little bit. Fortunately, the soybeans are not greening up, and so it's going very well.
As far as the yields go, how are things coming off? Are you satisfied?
Really surprisingly good yields on the soybeans. The two fields that we've done so far have averaged 53, and the corn, I don't have a whole field of corn done, but it looks like it's going to go in the neighborhood of 150, which both of those are pretty much right on our APH yield for crop insurance, so pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I talked to a producer earlier this week on the Cummings Stanton County line. He figured his beans went 66 bushels to the acre on an 80, and, you know, it just seems like more and more people are surprisingly satisfied with how things turned out, huh?
Well, in that area, you had a little more rain. In fact, you had a lot more rain than we did, and you know, I would have been satisfied with less than what we got, but we can handle it. And the other thing is that last weekend we had a really bad windstorm one day, and then the next day we had hail. So that's going to take some off of our yields, maybe not so much with the beans, but that windstorm laid a lot of the corn down in a relatively small area, but pretty bad where it hit.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the markets. First things first, update us on the dead cat bounce on soybeans. Where do we sit with that?
Soybeans closed a little higher yesterday, so we're still in the uptrend. We've got like 6 days under our belt of prices higher than the harvest low, and it's not going fast, but it's going the right direction, and so we need to keep watching that dead cat bounce. If we don't get any really bad down days by a week from today, we will have reached our 10 trading days. And the other thing is that we got at one point to 35 cents a bushel off the harvest low. And so, I'm pretty confident that we're in the process. Whether we make it now or sometime later, I don't know.
Yeah, we want that dead cat bounce to come back up to, what, close to a dollar?
Well, for years, with prices over $10 a bushel, yeah, we'd like to see if it's going to be a real bounce that gives us some pricing opportunities. We'd like to see a dollar a bushel off the harvest low. And we could be there. This soybean harvest is going pretty fast, and it may we may end up with the soybean harvest over with and the market still going up, and that's the ideal situation.
How about over on the corn? We've seen a little bit of a recovery there, huh?
Yeah, we actually have a dead cat bounce in the corn market as well, and the timing is just a little different this year. It seems like the days that corn is up, beans are down, and the days when beans are up, corn is down, and we saw that yesterday in the market with a few pennies lower on the corn, but 2 or 3 cents higher or more, depending on which month you're looking at, on the beans. And so we kind of need to watch both those markets for opportunities to make sales.
You and I have talked about basis here locally, and for some time there, we had some immediate delivery opportunities, and those are starting to get narrower and narrower as time goes on, huh?
Well, the early delivery bonuses are pretty much gone, and we haven't seen a big move in the basis yet. Basis has improved just a little bit for current delivery, but to be a true dead cat bounce, we should see 5 or 10 cents at least over the low basis. And we've had some kind of funny moves in the basis where maybe like yesterday, the nearby November futures were pretty much unchanged, but the deferred March futures were up 5 or 6 cents. And so You know, we get a little bit of a bump in the basis on top of that. Why, that'll make this whole bounce thing look a lot better.
Now, this week we were supposed to have a couple of reports from USDA, crop production, supply and demand information. Of course, neither of those came out because of the shutdown. But have you formulated any sort of reaction, you know, and I use the term facts loosely, but facts that the trade can actually use in making some pricing decisions?
Well, in terms of fundamental facts, no, I haven't really. You know, I think that one of the things we have to be concerned about in this whole marketing thing is that if everybody's beans are better than what they expected, that could kind of blunt the optimism on this dead cat bounce. Something else that we talked about and you asked me to check on, and I did, and that's options. And you know, just looking at what the potential is to use options on this pricing, options are still pretty pricey. You know, soybean options at the money running January running 40 cents. For November, they're running about 20 cents, but you have to remember that that November option expires here in a couple of weeks. And corn is kind of the same way. At the money options are on December corn are running 12 or 14 cents a bushel, but they don't cover you for very long. So it's pretty tough to look at those options and see any potential profit there. You know, if you're going to use some kind of an option strategy, be sure you understand what you're doing, because like buying one option and selling another exposes you to more risk than some people would like to have you think.
Yeah. And for folks that would like to get more information, because we've covered a lot of things here today, how can they get more?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, very good. Thanks much. Good luck on the rest of the harvest, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I'll be looking forward to it.
As will I. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.